great as his word. He's the greatest one that I ever heard. Yes, he rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea. Trust in me. How great is our God? How great is his word? He's the greatest one that I ever heard. Yes, he rolled back the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I'll go with you, put your trust in me. So how great is our God? How great is his word? He's the greatest one. Your trust in me. Let's sing that again. How great is our God? How great is his word? He's the greatest one that I ever heard. Yes, he rolled back the your trust in me. One more time. Hallelujah. How great is our God? How great is his word? He's the greatest one that I ever heard. Yes, he rolled back the water of the mighty trust in me.
Amen. I want to sing page 194, We Fall Down, amen. Key of G. Amen. We cry, holy, holy, holy.
Yes.
Amen. Greatness of. Looking forward to today's service.
Yes.
We get spiritual and natural food today.
Yes.
It's always a benefit. Go ahead, Brother Warren.
That I made it back one more time.
Amen.
I don't know what the devil's got up his sleeve, but Brother Moore, he's been trying to take us out. Me and Sister Crystal, since the last time I told you that someone tried to hit us, I've had two more incidences. One this past week where someone tried to hit us head on. But you know, it's just been the grace of God that I'm here.
Right.
Amen.
And I just
always
thank God for
right
that. You know,
amen.
I just know that I got more work to do.
Yes.
That's why the devil can't touch me.
Right.
So I'm just so thankful. You know, it's Thanksgiving week, and I just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for
amen
me. You know, I'm not worthy, but yet he made me worthy.
Right.
You amen know, and I just thank God that he just, I don't know, just put a little seed in me because he knew that I would just accept this word.
Amen.
And you know, I've got my part to play in this. I'm ready to get the debt up, you know,
yes
anytime.
Yes.
But until then, I just thank God that he just yes watches over his bride. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless,
amen,
Brother Wong. Appreciate you. This is a key of G. We Fall Down.
Yes, we fall down, we lay
at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of His mercy and love. At the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, holy, holy. Yes, we cry, holy, holy, holy. Yes, we cry, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lamb. We fall down. Yes, we fall down. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, holy, holy. Yes, we cry, holy, holy, holy. Yes, we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Oh, and we cry, holy, holy, holy. Oh, and we cry, holy, holy, holy. Yes, we fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. Yes, we cry, holy, holy, holy is the
Come on up, Sister Sandra. You know, when we sing that song, I think about how the angels would sing that.
Yeah.
We always love referencing that, but the angels would sing it all nonstop, day and night, day and night, because God was on the throne.
Yeah.
I love that because that's a beautiful thing. It's they were grateful. They were appreciative. Yes. They had all those things.
Yes.
But he's not on the throne now.
Come on.
He's not on that throne. He's right on this throne.
Right.
So when I'm singing holy, 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 I can sing it day and night.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yeah.
Oh, my. They even talk about how even there was a space in a span of about a half an hour where they stopped singing.
Oh, yeah.
But singing still kept going on. They just stopped singing. Now I'm singing.
Yes.
Oh, my. That's why you can't sing it enough. You got a revelation that God is here in flesh.
Yes.
Oh, my. Oh, he's sitting on this throne. You know, Pastor Moore, you even said it. You said, I may not be all of God, but he's all of me.
Yes.
Yeah, I might not be all that exists of God, but he is all of me.
He's got me.
All of me is God.
Yes.
When you see me, you see the Father. Oh, my. I'm so thankful. You talk about being grateful.
Yes.
I'm grateful for a revelation, an understanding,
yes,
a rest that gets me through everything.
Yes.
It gets me through this, that, whatever you want to put on the list, it gets me through it. It's all temporary. It gets me through anything. Anything you want to put on the list, it gets me through it.
Right.
Matter of fact, I'm so confident that it's going to get me through it, I start praising him in advance. I look forward to my deliverance.
Yes.
I know when Satan raises up something, God always raises up a standard.
I know the story.
But here's what I love about it. God doesn't just raise up a standard. He doesn't just put a fish in the water. It was always there.
He was waiting on me.
He always has. You know, there's a story to talk about when they went up that mountain to go to sacrifice his son. There was a ram waiting, waiting in the bush. He didn't just poof and miraculous.
Right.
It was waiting.
Right.
This church has been waiting on us to get here.
Right.
Oh, my. Oh, this ain't just a poof.
Yeah.
He said, this is the building of a bride.
Yes.
Oh, my. See, the scripture runs.
Yeah.
It all ties.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't give too much for somebody that don't want to go through nothing. It's got to be progressive.
Yes.
It's got to be progressive.
Yes.
That's how the worlds were even framed.
Right.
It was this step, that step, this step.
Come on.
If you start getting too complaining on one step, I get nervous.
Yeah.
That means you don't see the glory of God.
Oh,
matter of fact, even when Job said, when he saw the redemption story through the leaves, through nature,
through nature,
saw it build on itself and said, I know my God is real.
I know my
Redeemer. Just from looking at that. Oh, Brother Jeremiah, you even said it, that if he's taking care of the sparrows, he cares about fleas.
Yeah.
How much more? How much more does he care about
life.
Me? His own life. If he cares about how many gnats and fleas, I know he's looking out for me.
Oh, my.
I know he's taking
I'm
care of me.
I'm the greatest part of the story.
I'm the best part of the story.
Yes.
Without me, you don't need a gnat.
No.
Without me, you don't need anything
else.
I'm the bride. I'm the reason you're having a marriage supper.
Yes.
I'm the reason that you wanted to eat. I'm the whole proof of why he condescended down from heaven to get here.
Sin was created for us.
Oh, my. So I just get stirred up.
So I
wouldn't even have told you. See, I just get excited. When you start talking like this, it gets me excited.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Kobe. It's good to see you.
Yes.
Go ahead, Sister Sandra.
That was amazing. I know we don't focus on majors and minors. I didn't understand what all that meant until it happened to me. It went from... The doctors kept telling me, you're not going to be able to walk upstairs. You're not going to be, you know, ever to do this, that. Surely you're going to die. I mean, all this doom and gloom. And after I brought it to God, and I just stood on that and waited.
Amen. That's what we do.
I'm able to go up the stairs.
Right. Good.
They're not saying I'm surely going to die. They're not saying I have to have leg surgery. Yeah, I've had to have some surgeries. But this one was like on the muscles or something in my knee, and it might not have set right. You know, some people don't. But God, I don't have to go down that road, though. And it's not just that he's healed me. It's that I stood on his word, and I watched, and I seen how the manifestation occurred. And you know what else? I brought my marriage before the Lord, and I said, heal that, too.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that it's supposed to be my husband that gets fixed. That's not what I was saying. Heal what's wrong. What was wrong is there's a lot of wrong in here. And he started fixing it. And he started showing me, because I could understand what was being preached. But when he reveals it to me, when he shows me how I'm wrong, and I start making it right,
Amen.
It's the most beautiful thing you can't explain
Amen.
To someone else. how good God has been by honoring his word, because I honor his word, because I stand where I'm supposed to. Do I still do things wrong? We all will. But you know what? I know how to repent. And I know how to believe in his word over anything else. And I now realize my thoughts. It's not that I'm dumb or smart, and they've talked about this. But it's about headship. It's all about headship. All of us have headship.
Oh, yeah.
All of us. And that in done right, I truly see how it is the most beautiful thing, and I'm so glad to be here. All the things he's moved in my life and the people around me's life, I can see him working. And you know, I'm healed. My husband's healed. And we're manifesting it. It's not just standing on it anymore. The tree's blossoming, like Pastor says. The fruits are being born. And that's just the most beautiful thing ever. I'm so glad to see you guys. Amen. I'm so glad to be here, and I can't wait for the word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's good to be here this morning.
Amen.
I don't know. Sometimes I get so nervous, I've had to force myself to do things. You wouldn't think after 40-plus years, singing in front of you all, preaching in front of you all, I wouldn't get nervous. I'm just nervous. I had to set myself up. I've been talking to Christy about something she's got to do, and I think now, you know, I'm always a believer that you be first partakers.
Right.
If you're going to tell somebody else to do something, you better be willing to do it yourself. And so I thought, well, okay, I set myself up. I said, when Jake came over to say hi to me this morning, I said, Jay, I'm going to sing today. I did that so I couldn't get out of it.
Right.
I obligate myself. See, by your testimony, if you want to overcome,
you
got to testify.
Yeah.
And I was setting myself up, so I said, okay, now I done told Jay I'm going to do it. Then I said, now I'm obligated now. I've told Christy she got to do what she got to do. I said, I'm obligated because I told her. And these battles, you never get through these battles. Don't think you ever going to get to a place that you never have to fight and battle. You're going to have to fight all the way home. So then I said, okay, Nate, you know you got to preach today, so you better get up quickly so you can sing. Then it can get buried in the rest of the service. That's me. But it's good to be here. So just to share that with you, to see that if you think it's easy for me, it's not. And if you think that you're the only one that battled to get up to testify, you're not. And if you think you're the only one that have to overcome something, you're not.
Right.
We all overcome by the word of our testimony. And so I shared that with you just so that you can quit holding on to your seat and do what God tells you to do.
Right.
So there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I'm going to give it anyway, so amen. Someday, when I stand in God's city to receive the bright treasures I've won, tell me, how could I ever accept it? Till I thank him for what he has done. When I thank him for what he has done, I must look back to that crucified one. On that beautiful shore, I must kneel once more and thank him for what he has done.
before. I can shout hallelujah. And before I can sing a sweet song, I must kneel at the feet of my Jesus and thank Him for what He has done. When I thank Him for what He has done, I must look back to that crucified one on that beautiful shore. I must kneel once more and thank Him for what He has done. Well, they say there'll be no more crying in that land when life's race is run. Tell me, how can I keep from crying when I thank Him for what He has done? Oh, when I thank Him for what He has done, I must look back to that crucified one on that beautiful shore. I must kneel once more and thank Him for what He has done. Oh, and I thank Him for what He has done. I must look back to that crucified one on that beautiful shore. I must kneel once more and thank You for what You has done on that beautiful shore. I must kneel once more and thank Him for what He has done.
You know, it says every man's given a measure of faith. Yeah. You know, that's up to God, and has something to do with what you've been through and how far you've gone and what you've experienced. Like I've said before, sometimes you have faith, sometimes you just trust Him, because He's done it so many times before. And He's seen you through everything so many times before. After all, you just get to where you just trust Him.
Amen.
Expect it. And that's a faith that He can move on every time.
Amen.
You know, you expect it.
Amen. That's the truth.
You know, can nobody praise Him for what He's done with me?
Right. No.
You know, and if right. I don't praise Him, He won't get praised for what He's done in my life.
Right.
Not you know, you. That's all up to me. Right. I'm the only one that knows it. I'm the only one that's experienced it.
You know, so it is totally up to me to praise him for what he's done in my life.
Right.
And he deserves all the praise for everything that he's brought me through and seen me through. You know, this battle of the mind is quite a thing. It goes round, round, round. It never stops, day or night. I know for sure. But, you know, God is always there. The Word of God is always there.
Always
even
present.
Nigh you. You know, he said he'd go with you, even in
and
you.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what I'm so thankful for.
Yeah.
You know, you look out here at, you know, people and they try to hold on and say, well, I believe in God. No, you don't. You haven't got one clue.
Right.
It's some leftover, like Brother Bram said, it's like the soup from a chicken that starved to death. You know, they just... It's so weak.
Yeah.
It's just water, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. And but thank God for something that's real.
Real.
Robust, you know, something that's full of life.
Right.
You know, and I'm thankful that he's revealed this to me. I'm thankful he's brought me every step of the way.
Amen.
I could have fell off so many times.
Yeah.
Sure.
But you know, you get to the place where, Lord, if you take me, I'm happy. Come here, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, he says the good and the evil is the same to him.
Sure.
Because he's done seen the other side of all of it.
Right, amen.
So it doesn't matter one bit what you come up against or, you know, and then somebody's always got it worse. Somebody's always got it better. But he's always with me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Tom. Come on, Sister Sue.
I just couldn't get up and not thank God for all he's done for me, too. It's just a blessing to know God and to be in this church with Pastor Moore and Brother Jay and Brother Jeremiah. They give us the word upon word, and I'm just so thankful for that I can eat it, too. And I'm so thankful that God saw from the beginning of time, you know, that I was going to accept and receive this word. And I just want to go on manifesting the days that I've got left, you know, here on this earth to do what God wants me to do. And I'm just so thankful, you know, not just a Thanksgiving today and this week, but my whole life, every day that we have here to be blessed. And he has blessed us, not just in the natural, but most of all with his word. And I'm just thankful that I can receive it.
Amen. God bless you, Sister.
Amen.
Come on up, Sister Renee. Yeah. Yeah, you might as well.
Just on the spirit of thanks, Brother Doug couldn't be here today, and I hated that he's going to miss all that wonderful food, but he had ordered all of y'all's favorite desserts for me to bring. You know, I asked him what he wanted me to bring, and that's his heart, and it's my heart, too. I'm thankful for all you guys do for us.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, being a teacher, I know what it's like to prepare. You guys do this day in, day out, and it's God that gives that to you, but what a gift, what a blessing that you've been to us. And
Thank you, Lord.
Jeremiah, I know you like pecan pie, so last night I forgot the pie crust at Walmart. So I went back out. I had, you know, and I was thinking about all this last night, just how much you guys give to us.
Right.
I'm like, I can certainly go back out and get some pie crust for Brother Jeremiah. And then I'm like, you know what? I think he needs some homemade pie crust.
Oh.
So I was getting rid of, I wanted to get you some fresh flour, you know? So I threw away the other stuff, and I didn't have any flour. So I had to go back out, and I hope it's good, but I'm just thankful for everything you guys give to us. And I was even thinking about Sister Joy, just how beautiful your voice is. And if I had a voice like that, and some of y'all, even you, Brother Moore, like, I would never stop singing. So it's probably why God didn't give me that gift. But I want to sing thanks if we've got time.
Yeah, we got time. Yeah. Sure.
I'm like, what a, you know, thank you.
Thanks.
Where I was, where you brought me to.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done.
I am so blessed, my soul is at rest. so blessed. My soul is at rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. When I think of all his goodness and what he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. When I think of where he's brought me from to where I am today, I want to stop and take the time and give you his holy name. Thanks, 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 I give you thanks for my soul is at rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, sister.
Amen.
Thankful to be here.
Amen.
One more time.
Yes.
And you know, Satan has hit my home, and he's going to leave. He's
right.
Got to go.
Yeah, he's got to.
And I will not back down.
No way.
What's happening in my home. But just pray for my grandson. He's the one that said, come out. He said, Granny, I want to go to church and be baptized, and I want Brother Nate to do it. That's the same one that Satan has hit.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just trying to pull that boy out. He's a good boy, hard working boy. He's just, Satan's just rolling him over and over. He just, but you know, he knows. He'd be at work and something wouldn't be going on. I say, son, it'll be all right. This too will pass. Mm-hmm. Well, I kept telling him that. Now he says, yes, Granny. This too will pass.
Right.
You know, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, he's my helper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how much I missed him until he was gone. Mm-hmm. And I am so thankful for him, and I'm so thankful for all of you guys. I love every one of you, and so I don't care which one looks this or looks that. I don't look at that stuff.
Right.
And I'm so thankful we need to draw more closer to Brother Nate.
Right.
The sister talked about, you know, headship. Yes. I ain't been the best headship woman, I'll tell you that right now. You know. God placed me with a man that he had to have everything with a little bit of money, you know. And Brother Earl told me, you have to sit by. You might have to sit by and see him lose everything he's got. And I went on that. I thought, Lord, it's in your hands. Well, amen. God moved me out, you know, and I'm so thankful for what he's done for me. Because right. When I seen the divorce coming, I hit this church. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it took me a while to get come down, you know. But, you know, I am so thankful.
Right.
God placed me with Brother Nate.
Amen.
You just don't know. I try to tell him every time I leave town, I try to text him or something or other to let him know I'm going. That we need to draw closer to our husbands and our head.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. A couple announcements. Today after service, we're going to have the meal, the sisters and brothers and all who've participated in it. Thank you for that. I know they're back there working hard on it right now, so we're going to have that today. There will be no evening service today. And then, Pastor Moore, are we having service Wednesday? Service Wednesday is perfect. And then December the 11th, we're going to be having the Young People Christmas, so remember that. And then we got New Year's coming up, so they're going to do dinner at 6, and then it's going to be our party right after that, so I'm looking forward to it as well.
Amen.
Yes, sir. 6:30 practice for the young kids tomorrow at 6:30 here at the church. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Yes. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. We got the new books. They got them back there in the back. So if you didn't get one, they're back there now.
And Christy has something?
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
And Christy has something.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Be seated. Be seated. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get out of it.
She should have jumped up soon.
Praise him, Christy.
He was in.
You need help with anything? Well, we got you. We got you.
That's all right. That's all right.
Just play like you mean.
Wait a minute. That's
all right. This is something new here.
Okay.
I'm going to speak with myself.
Oh, okay.
You go ahead. I'm on this, Christy.
Yes.
Yep. This man.
Wait, I gotta take my phone. Does it go the other way? It goes the other way. Light, please. I think it goes. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Nice.
That's nice.
All right, hold on.
Amen.
I gotta get it on my phone here.
It's all right. We got time.
Well, see, I didn't think we had time. That's why I didn't come up here.
No. Yeah, he runs this church, so.
Okay, I guess it's loud enough, so I'm not sure. So bear with me. If I need to turn it up, the little volume thing's up there.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, so. That way?
Oh, gotcha, okay.
He knows about that.
He knows it. We'll get you together.
Okay.
All right,
bear with me, guys.
Amen. Bless our sister.
Oh, wait.
You do have this.
I got the wrong thing done here. Hope nobody called me on my phone. I didn't play with the other thing on, so. Okay, hold on. Here we go. All right.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Wow.
Christy, Christy, you bless this body. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Moore, for giving us the freedom to come here and play instruments, speak the truth of the word and what it means to us.
Right.
I'm so thankful. I'm so full. And I'm thankful because I have the toolbox that gives me so much no matter what comes or may. You know, day to day, I've got something to battle. I see people who struggle. God bless them. And I'm like, that's my theme thing. When I see something going on, I was like, God bless you. You know, it didn't have to be this way or that. But such is life. These are choices people make or don't make. But here, we have such a rest. And I'm thankful for that rest. I'm thankful for what Brother Moore tells us. He doesn't, you don't pull me to make me depend on you like a little baby something. You say, stand up.
Right.
Apply that word.
Right.
Stand up.
Right.
Do what you're supposed to be doing. Right. And that, according to the word. It's not according to man's That's traditions right. or culture things. You apply the word in every That's aspect right. of your life. I appreciate your leadership.
Yes.
I appreciate
Amen.
Your leadership.
Amen.
I appreciate
Amen.
What I give you. Know that. I'm standing firm on that, come what may, because Amen. Nothing's going on.
Amen.
But I'm just thankful right. for what. This is a spirit. This is the season of thankfulness, Amen. But you should be thankful all the time. But in that, I'm just thankful. Gosh, golly. I'm thankful for what God's done, has Amen. Done, is doing. And I thank God for my children.
Yes.
I thank God for just the things of life, you know. I even, as I know Sister Renee talked about Doug's, you know, former spouse. And you all remember Brother Solomon. Mm-hmm. He's out there doing what people do when they leave the word.
Right.
So,
right.
And they suffer.
Yeah.
They, whatever they do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, does that change our love for them? No. You know, I hate to see people suffering.
That's right.
I do. I hate to see the struggle. But just remember them in prayer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, for sure.
Because Brother Moore, Brother Childers, they never taught us to have a spirit of hatefulness or bitterness. I remember
mm-hmm.
Brother Jeremiah said he made a statement or about a person who had been through a divorce and how bitter they were. And that always stuck with me because you never want to be bitter about things.
Not at all.
You know, I have something that even my coworker said to me recently this week. In fact, she said, what is it that you have that's holding you? So you try to explain the three realms to them.
Right.
Okay, you know how that went.
Right.
She didn't understand, but I invited her to church. Maybe she'll walk in coming here with me. So, you know, I can just show you what I got.
That's right.
It's helping me
right.
get through. And they've seen things. They said, oh, my word, how did you get through that? I said, just the word. And it's what we live. And it's what we have, and you apply it, and it gives you, it keeps you, you know, I can see a lot of people drowning. My head's above the water. Not to be honest, I'm swimming through.
Amen.
Right. Swimming through.
Right.
And I just kick my feet up and enjoy life. Brother Morris told us, just live. You're going to go through things.
Right.
Things happen. Being a part of the body does not make us exempt from things that happen. You
right.
told me that,
Absolutely.
And that helped me so much. And but yet I have something to apply that helps me, and I'm thankful, and
Amen.
I'm so grateful.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
Now,
yes.
Sisters and Saints, no, understand, Sister Belinda is still a believer.
Amen.
I'm about
Amen.
To plug through.
Yes.
I'm going to be working like 7 days a week, and I'm going to do it because I have some goals I'm trying to attain. But I'm still a believer. I'm still going to come in here. God bless.
Amen.
But no, I'm still here.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep. Who said that?
Oh, I just wanted
your last one.
I just wanted to identify, and you know, I'm so happy to be here right now. I'm just seeing all these testimonies and all these flavors, you know, and how they come together
right.
and they make a meal,
right.
you know. And when you get that so meal, man, it's the best meal that you could possibly have. And you know, I'm inspired because Brother Moore got up, and you know, these songs are being sang. So I just kind of wanted to stoke my wheels there, however you say it, chalk it up. Yeah, chalk. Yeah, stoke the fire. That's right.
Fire.
Something's burning over here, though. Something burning up. But you know, I'm gonna pull a Sister Clarice. I need Sister Christy and Sister Clarice and Sister Joy, if you would. I just wanna bless the body with a song. And I need these people.
Yeah, go quick. Yeah, go as fast while they're walking up.
Absolutely.
Quick. Go. Here they come.
I just want to give God the thanks and praise. I don't want to take long up here, but all my life I always felt a certain way. But it comes from having a warrior spirit.
Yes.
You know, when you know who you are and you go through things and nobody might not understand what's going on. But I always had a fight that you square those shoulders back and you stand like a warrior because the warrior spirit is in you. It's not a weakness. You don't go through stuff and then cower down. We have the greatest thing in us. It's God in us. And he's not a coward.
No.
No, he has given us all power and authority. And so once you know that, you don't have to creep around. You square those shoulders back and you're like, hey, I'm a warrior. I stand like a warrior. I speak like a warrior.
Right.
And I move forward like a warrior. I get my instructions here and I keep moving because that's what a warrior does.
Yes.
They go and when they go in a battle, they you get you that's right. You get your orders and you go on. You don't weep around, you don't whine around. A warrior is a warrior.
That's right.
And I'm just standing here today to say, I am a warrior.
Yes.
I know my place. I know who I am. I know who's in me.
Yes.
And whether anybody understands me, whether anybody knows it, I know it. And I have to know it, or it doesn't matter. Because some people put you in and out every day. You don't do this, you out. You do this, you're good. But you got to know who you are. And through it all, you got to stand, square back them shoulders, say, I'm a warrior.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank God for the revelation.
Yes, ma'am. Sit on all that.
Okay. I'm ready.
I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, and greatly to be praised. praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to, for your name is great and greatly to, for your name is great and great.
Please stand up. We're going to sing page 191. God has smiled on me. Key of G. We'll get him up. Looking forward to it.
Hey.
Appreciated the testimonies. Appreciated the songs. It's beautiful.
Blessed.
We're a blessed group.
We are blessed.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Yes, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He is the source. He's been good to me.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning so thankful for just not this day, not this season, but we're thankful for all that you've done and continue to do for us. We just want to take this time this morning to stop and just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your saving grace. Thank you for a clear understanding. Thank you for a prophet that's come. Thank you for an ear to hear. Thank you for this truth that we've based our lives upon. Without you, we would fall. But with you, all things are possible. Lord, we come to this point of the service, ask you to move us aside. Move me aside. Move both the speaker and the hearer aside so that we can hear from you. We know you're here. You said where two or three are gathered that you'd be here. And Lord, we've got enough to bring your presence amongst us. So we ask you to move us aside. Bind any hindering spirit that might try to hinder your word from coming forth. And let a freedom move in this place that, Lord, would allow your Holy Ghost to walk through these aisles and reveal himself to us like we've never seen him. Lord, we bring the prayer request before you knowing that, Lord, we've asked this before, but Lord, we'll keep asking until we get an answer. Anna's eyes, Clarice's eyes, Trevor's body, Lord, Sister Donna, Sister Dawn, Brother John, different ones, Brother Parnell, different ones that need a touch. Brother Mike, whose need is, he needs a feeling back in his right hand, Lord. We bind Satan and ask you to move in that behalf and don't let anything keep you from doing what you're just made to do. You are a healer. You are a revealer. You're a solver of all doubts. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to be here. Lord, those that are sitting here this morning may have needs that may not even be spoken, but Lord, you know the needs. I ask you to move in their behalf. Help us, Father, to just move things aside and let you have perfect, let you do your perfect work in us, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. And it's good to see you all here. And keep those announcements in mind. We're wrapping up this year quickly. Not much time left. This is the last part of November and then December, and we're through 2022. It's been a busy year. A lot of change, a lot of happened, but you know, it's been good. God's been blessing us in so many ways. It's good to see Brother Eric back there, and glad to have him with us. I invited him to the dinner, and I told him he was at plans, and I said, well, when you get finished with your plans, come on over. We'll be here, and why, he's here. So it's good to have him here with us. Amen. I appreciate the testimonies, and it might seem cruel. I keep pulling Christy out of her box, but she knows she needs it. She was at my house the other day, and she so blessed me with that song. I thought, I want the body to hear that. I told her, I said, you come and get ready because we'll do it Sunday. And she said, well, if there's time and the Lord makes a way, I'm like, okay. challenge accepted. I wasn't worried about the time and I wasn't worried about the Lord making a way. Because I knew he already had everything, you know, he had everything already set up. So. And I knew it would be a blessing to the body because anytime I hear something or do something, I always think of you all. I think, oh, this will bless the body. Oh, this will help the body. Oh, this is, it's all about you guys. It's not even about anything other than that. And so I really appreciate that, Sister Christy. And just imagine that she had not been using that talent in all the years that she'd been serving God. You can have it and not use it. And then you could get in here and bless the body. And it's like, it doesn't take a lot. See, a lot of times you think, oh, I got to had this big testimony. I'm going to have this big old thing to say. I mean, Micah blessed us the other day. You know, it's just got up here and with his little book, and I took a picture of it, Micah. I caught a picture of you standing there holding that book. And I was like, you know, it doesn't take a lot. Give God what you have, and he'll give you more. That's the way I started. It's like, you know, I'd come, and God would talk to me, and I'd get up in front of the congregation. I'd say, hey, look what I see. And then it made some people happy. It made some people sad. It made them mad. Some of them was mad. Some were jealous. It's all manner of things. But you know what? It didn't matter, because this is what God has shown me. You know, and when God shows you something, he expects you to give it back. He don't give you nothing for nothing. He don't reveal things to you just to keep it under your hat and just, well, no. Turn around and give back to the body. You know, when I was young, I used to be a youngster here, and I would turn around and I'd testify because I knew the young people would listen to another young person. Well, I'm 62 now. They ain't listening to me. They need you. They need the Micahs. They need the Karas. They need the AJs. They need people in your peer. And yeah, they'll hear us older people, and I hate to put it that way, but that's who we are now, and they'll get wisdom from us and all of that. But really, young people need to help young people. You don't need to just be sitting here and not have nothing to say. God's dealing with you. Please don't hold it back. Please don't say, well, it's not important. If it's just God showing you one little thing, just get up and share that. Micah got up and said, hey, this is in Brother Brendel's prayer. Bless the entire body. And we're still talking about it. So, you know, don't hold back because you don't feel like you're old enough. Who do you think started that saying, it's not in the years, it's in the yielding? And you know why I did that? It's because I had these old heads here who thought because I was a 20, 21-year-old, I didn't know nothing, couldn't say nothing, and should sit down and shut up. But I'm sorry. God was dealing with me, and God was revealing himself to me, and I figured if he showed it to me, he'll show it to you. If I get up and say what he showed me, it might help you. And it did. So, you know, don't hold back thinking, well, I'll wait on the Lord. The Lord's waiting on you. He's giving you the time. He's giving you the abilities. He's giving you the voice. He's giving you the revelation of it, and he's giving you everything that he could possibly do. Now, all he wants you to do is take the vessel and put it up where God can use it. You say it's easy for you to say, I told you I struggled this morning. I struggle every service. I struggle even today with the message. I'm like, Lord, I don't know. And I come here and I listen for God. Because I know that if God's here and God wants me to talk on what he's going to talk on, then he's going to talk on it through other people to verify and confirm his word. And he did. I feel much better about my message now than when I got here today. Because your testimonies help me. It's a body ministry. It's not the preachers in the church. It's a body ministry. We help each other. You stand with what you have. I stand with what I have. And don't let nobody talk you out of it. Don't let nobody tell you you're not old enough. Don't let nobody tell you you're not revelated enough. Don't let nobody tell you you're not smart enough. Don't let nobody tell you you're not talented enough. You do what God gives you and let the devil worry about the rest of it. Amen. You just do your job. Don't worry about it. You say, well, I can't sing. Don't worry about it. Open your mouth anyway. And then let the devil talk about it. And he will. But you know what? It doesn't make a difference. If God tells me to sing, I'm going to sing. If I hair lip everybody in here, if everybody in here looks at me like I'm crazy, if they think like, boy, why did you get up? Because God said it. See, the thing is, this is an individual walk between you and God. You and God. Alone. And nobody else can walk your walk. Nobody else can testify like you. Nobody else can sing like you. Nobody can do your test. Nobody can do the talent that God has given you but you. And if you don't do it, it won't get done. So it doesn't matter about the age. You know, it's some places they don't even let sisters testify because they think they want to preach. I ain't worrying about no women preacher. If I get a sister up here and she starts preaching, I know how to handle that too. But you know what? Another thing is that a sister have the same Holy Ghost that the brothers have. So why do you think if it's fire set up in the men's bones, and if it's a fire shut up in the sister's bones, and it's the same Holy Spirit, same quickening, same anointing, it makes you want to testify. It should make them want to testify. If it makes the old testify, it should make the young testify. If it makes the blacks testify, it should make the whites testify. If it makes the males testify, it should make the females testify. The same God's doing the same thing in a different way in all of us. So don't hold back. Please don't hold back. Don't deprive me. Give it all to Him. It's His anyway. You say, well, I missed it this morning. Yes, you did. And I ain't giving to you now, so don't even stand up. Because I know you're in your mind going, oh, man, I should have. Oh, man, I could have. Oh, man, I wish I had a. Oh, I should have, would have, could have. It's too late now. You stand up now, I'll tell you, sit down. It's my time now. Maybe next time you won't take it for granted. You know, y'all took church for granted till COVID. When it was down to only 10 people allowed to be at the church. Sister Sue said when she got her invite, she said, I feel like I got the golden ticket. She got to go to church. Because remember, when you have 10 people max and you got 8 people on instruments, you only got 2 other seats. So people were like waiting for somebody to invite them to come to church and longing to get here. And yeah, don't make me have to narrow this back down to 10. Because, see, y'all, it don't have to take COVID. I can do it. I can call it like that. It's my church. You know, I thought y'all testified a lot easier and better and faster when there's only 10 of you here. Now y'all starting to relax. Get back to get out of that old rut. Don't get into your old rut. You say, when's the last time? Ask yourself. I won't ask you. Just ask yourself. When's the last time you really testified? I ain't talking about stamps. Say, I thank God for the Holy Ghost and sit down. I'm talking about really come here on fire. Come here as Elise says, bringing it. Come here expecting it. Come here knowing that you got to do what you got to do. The same way you felt when there were only 2 of you here, that same desperation should still be on you today. When you had 2 people coming in plus 8 people on the instruments, you were at home saying, I got to give the body something. I got to testify. I can't sit there and do nothing. What's the difference? You should still be at home saying, I got to bring something to the body. I got to help. See, like I said, when Chrissy was doing that at our singing, playing at our house, the first thing I said is, oh, she got to do this to bless the body. Oh, she got to bless the body. And you should be doing the same thing. What can I do to bless the body? Because it's a body ministry. It's not you come here and just watch the pastor. It's a body ministry. Oh, I know a lot of churches don't run it like I do, but they don't have to. It's my church. So come here expecting, come here wanting to bless the body. Come here wanting to be a part. You young people need to testify. Because there are people younger than you that need to see your example. They do. They do. Oh, they've seen my example all their life. And they're still drawing and coloring. But you let one of those young people get up. They'll put their crayon down. They'll put the book down. And they'll pay attention. Because they're going to say, what is he going to say? You know what? Amen. Serve your Creator in the day of your youth. Do it while you're young. Do it while you're young. Do it while you're young. Because before you know it, you'll be 62 saying, y'all should serve God while you're young. Time flies. We've had a lot of fun, Brother Don. Amen. But it's good. So it's good to be back in the house of the Lord, and we're going to have our Thanksgiving dinner. after service, so if don't please don't be in a hurry. And when we close out, I think I'll even stand over here. Don't leave without shaking. If you gotta leave, come shake my hand before you go. But you don't have to go. But I think I'll stand over there if I don't forget. Now y'all gonna Jeremiah, he has to be my brain. Remind me to stand over there, and then everybody can head that way. And if you have to leave, I understand. But if you don't have to, people have gone through, from what I'm hearing, a lot of effort. Yeah. Sister Renee, to get that food back there. So please come and enjoy it. Spend a little time. You know, I like doing this because it's just like a family. This Thursday, we're going to have Thanksgiving with our family. So I just thought, let's just have a Thanksgiving with our family. And so it'll be good. So I'm thankful that you all are a part of my family. If you want to turn with me over to Galatians chapter 5, I got a scripture reading here. I'll try not to be too long because I know you got stuff in the back. And, you know. So turn to Galatians chapter 5. And let's do what Brother Covey just did. Stand. You can't start reading this sitting. Chapter 5. The first word is stand. I said you can't read this sitting down. That's like singing, lift up your hands and praise the Lord, and not lift them. Okay. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again that every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this word this morning. Lord, we can read this book, but it takes you to quicken it and make it all run together. Ask you to have your way today. Speak to our hearts. Direct and keep us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I just want to title this message this morning, The Liberty of Christ Jesus. The Liberty of Christ Jesus. And I want to start here because I like what Sister Michelle said. You know, she's a fighter. People think when they come to Christ, they just lay down and let everybody walk over them. That's not Christianity. Jesus willingly gave up his life, but until it was time, he fought. He talked. He preached. He was honest. He told them the truth. He didn't compromise. Stand fast is what Paul's trying to tell us, is to stand and don't move. If God shows you something, don't let nobody tell you different. God's talking to me. He's not talking to everybody. And you might be claiming that you hear from God and may not be hearing from God. So I don't need to depend on you for my answers from God. And you don't need to depend on me for your answers from God. See, a lot of times people want to get you locked into themselves. Like they're so spiritual and so holy and they've got the one, they're the man. Well, it's not about that. It's about the Word of God. It's about a personal relationship. Like I said, I don't care how much that you get to come to church and do all these other things and you get all this stuff going on. It's still an individual relationship between you and Jesus Christ. It's not you and me and Jesus Christ. It's you and Jesus Christ. And that's why you got to know for yourself. You got to talk for yourself. You got to testify. I can't testify for you. I can't tell how good God's been to you. I don't know. I can assume. But I know what he's done for me. I know what he's revealed to me. I know how good he's been to me in all these years. You can assume, but I know. And you need to understand that when people are around you, sometimes they don't like what you like. They don't like the God that's telling you what to do. And they'll want to get you to do something different. They'll want to put this God on you that's got some laws and rituals and this and that. And they'll bog you down. Church people will bog you down. Amen. You can't even be happy. You can't even enjoy life. Do you know God wants you to have a good life? Amen. He wants you to enjoy life. He doesn't want you walking around here looking like you lost your best friend and don't have nothing. No, we have hope. Amen. When you got a person who's got hope, you got a person who's got God on your side. Amen. You got a person who's got something to look forward to. You got a person that's got a joy about them. Amen. There should be something about you that the world recognizes that they don't have that you have. Amen. They should ask you what you got going on. It shouldn't be a strange thing for somebody to ask you, well, why are you smiling? Why you got a joy about you? You never let anything get you down. Not for long. You should never let anything get you down for a long time. Depression? Depression in a Christian? Shouldn't be heard of. And I know you've got medical issues and medical depression. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who's never happy. I'm talking about somebody who never has a good day. Sun's shining. Yeah, but it's cold out. But you're not out there. Thank God you're in the house. Thank God you got heat. Thank God. You know, you should be able to find something to make you happy. You should be able to find something to make you smile. You should be able to find the gold in anything that you're going through. When you got to whine and cry about all the bad things that's happening to you and you can never look up to even thank God for something, something's wrong with you. Because God's word should make you joyful. It should make you happy. It should make you walking into church smiling. Well, if I come into church and my deacons are back at the door and it's cold out there. Get on in here. Hurry up. Hurry up to get the door open. Get in here. And hang your coat up and sit down. Don't you talk. Just. That'll make you want to come through the kitchen. But I come here, my diggers are out there having a good old time, welcoming everybody and just glad to. I appreciate that. If I wasn't in a good mood, it'd have put me in a good mood. But there should be something when God's dealing with you, there should be something about you that's going to be different than the rest of the world. Amen. And you need to stand on that. Amen. Just because they're having a bad day don't mean you have to have one. Just because they're down and out don't mean you have to be down and out. Oh, y'all come here talking about how down and out you are and the devil's got you down. You know what? I ain't going to sing that song with you. I'm going to sing "You Can't Make Me Doubt Him." You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. I got the love of Jesus. See, you know, I start singing something that you know, woe is me. You know, I got the love of Jesus in my heart. See, God's done too much. Right, yeah. He's given us too much. You say, well, you've had this happen in your life, this was bad in your life, and this is bad. I've had more good than I've had bad. Amen. And the good outlasts the bad. The bad's just temporary. Oh, you lost your job. I got another one. Oh, you lost this. I got that. Oh, see, it's all temporary. Sometimes we get so bogged down with the now that we forget how much God has blessed you.
Amen.
And you need to let somebody know about it.
Right.
And you need to stand on that thing. Don't let the devil get that out of you.
Right.
Don't let it get him out of you.
Amen.
Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. I had to look up the word because, you know, I'm not educated. Stand fast. It says, for stand fast, it says, refuse to abandon one's opinion or belief. Hold firm. Stand firm. Insist. Take a firm stand. Be emphatic or resolute. And refuse to budge.
Amen.
That's a Christian. That's a Christian. Now, you don't have to be this way. You can be a Christian and be wishy-washy. You can be a Christian and whine about everything. You can be a Christian and fumble through life and don't know which way is up and down. And you don't have to stand firm. But you know what? You never get nowhere. You need to just push yourself out. I tell you, I pushed myself out this morning singing. Do you know I've been looking at that song for, what, 3 months, Jeremiah?
Yes.
I was so intimidated. I said, I can't do that song. I can't do that song. And I kept it. I got more songs that I just get. And that book is full. Here it is. This thing is full of songs that I never sing. I get intimidated. But you got to overcome that.
Right.
You got to look at it and say, you know what? This is between me and God.
That's right.
It's not between me and you and God. You might not like a lick of it. You might not like it at all. But you know what? This is what God is dealing with me on. And people, you got to stand on what you have in you. Stand firm, not just stand. Stand firm. Don't budge. Don't move. Because the devil's going to try to knock you off.
He will.
Don says it's a push me, pull you. If he is the king of the hill, he tries to either, he'll try to pull you off the hill this way or he'll try to push you off the other. He ain't going to leave you alone. But see, the thing is, you need to stand firm in the liberty, the freedom. I had to look that up. Liberty. The state of being free within social, within society, from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority or one on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. Liberty is somebody trying to, you're standing on something that they want to take from you. State of being free. Free.
Yes.
When you're liberated, you're free.
Amen.
When you serve God, you're free.
Amen.
You should be able to come and go as you want.
That's right.
You should be able to praise God as you want.
Yes.
You should be able to be led by God as you want.
Yes.
He said, oh, you better watch. Why do you have to watch? That's bondage.
Yes.
I've always got to watch you. I've got shackles on you.
Yeah.
You're not free. You can't be free.
Right.
If I put you on lock this thing, okay, we got to have church 10 to 10:15. We got the song service 10:15 to 10:20. We collect offering 10:20 to 25 after we do announcements. And then 10:30, I get up and it's mine till 11:45. And then we close out with a song and out by noon. Leave a little room for God. You know, leave a little room for God. People ask me, what time your church is? I can tell you when it starts. Maybe. Maybe. Because sometimes y'all get up before the church even starts. The state of being free from oppressive restrictions. Stand in the liberty wherein with Christ hath made us free. I'm glad he made us that way. He didn't just set us. People always say, he set me free. He didn't set me free. He made me free. He created me free. And if he has set me free, why am I going to let somebody bind me back up again? Why are you going to let yourself be bound? You can bind yourself. Sit there in your mind, tossing back and forth. I don't know if Christ said, go for it.
Yeah. Amen.
Christ said, be free.
Yes.
He's made you free. He put you in a status that you have liberty that nobody else in the world has. But man will put bondage back on you. Men will try to lock you in. Sometimes, you know, I just like to sit and play music without having to be anything to anybody to do, just the freedom, liberty. But then you come and say, wait, I need to have this in B flat, and this got to be an E sharp, and then it just gets, I can't do it. It's like, just let me play. Leave me alone. Serving God should be that way. There should be a freedom that you have in serving God. There should be a liberty in serving God. This shouldn't be a hard thing. People come here acting like, oh, the devil's got, the devil have nothing. Sister King said the devil's trying to get in the house. I said, well, beat him up and lock him out. Knock him out. Take you. She said, oh, he's got to go. That's a believer for you. He might come, but he ain't staying. A believer's strong. A believer's solid. A believer's restitute on who and what they believe. And there's nothing going to stop them from doing what God is telling them to do.
Amen.
You will stand. You will stand firm, and you will be free. But you don't have to be. You can go back into bondage. See, and a lot of people do. They tie themselves up. They tie themselves up to themselves. They tie themselves up to organization. They tie themselves up. Remember, when man organizes, God leads them. God doesn't want to be bound. He don't want shackles. He don't want a form of godliness. He wants to be free to do what he wants, how he wants, where he wants, and when he wants. He wants liberty. There's a liberty in serving God. This ain't hard. This is the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Amen.
Stand fast. Hold to that. Don't let nobody take it away from you. Don't let nobody lock you in. Don't let nobody pigeonhole you. Get free. Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You can be tangled up again in the yoke of bondage. You go right back into that. Get in a form of godliness. Get in a come to church because you have to. Sit here. Don't even like what's being preached. Criticize everything behind your teeth. But you don't like it. You don't want to be here. The only reason you're here is because you have to be. You put yourself back under that bondage. You're free to come and you're free to go. I don't even make you stay. I don't even put you in hell when you stomp out. I said, God bless them. Hope they can get some help somewhere. But don't sit here and be bound.
Right.
Enjoy your salvation. Enjoy coming to church. Enjoy being blessed by the body.
Right.
Enjoy being around people who don't hold anything over your head.
Right.
At work, they hold things over your head.
Right.
In the neighborhood, they hold things over your head.
Right.
Your family hold things over your head.
Right.
But when you come here, this is the only place you can come where you could shout and run the aisle and nobody will think you're strange. If I shouting around in my office, that would be unacceptable. I might be able to get with it at a baseball game if they don't know what I'm doing. Hold off until they get a home run to stand up. And they'll think you're doing it for, but you know what? If they knew why you were doing it, you'd be in trouble. But this is the only place you can come where you can be free to shout, run, sing, dance, speak in tongues, interpret. It's a freedom. There's liberty here. There's liberty in Jesus. There's liberty in the Word of God. Don't bind yourself up when you come in here. Don't lock yourself into some little form of godliness. Don't do that. Because anyone you're going to fool is yourself. God ain't trying to put some show on. He wants you to be free. This is the freest place we can come, and nobody holds it against us. Amen. Now, not every church can do that. Not every church is free. Some church you go to, you better sit straight. You better not say amen louder than. You say it too loud, they're like, err. I don't want to be bound like that. I want to be free to serve God. I want to be free to come here and act as crazy as I want to be.
Amen.
Y'all know I'm crazy. I'll do anything, and y'all know I will too. So y'all don't, you know I don't hold back on none of that. I've been serving God long enough that I feel like it's my right.
That's right.
It's my privilege.
Amen.
But don't be entangled again in bondage.
Right.
Don't let somebody tie your hands. Don't let somebody tell you you can't.
Right. Amen.
Because see, what Paul was showing is that people went into a form of godliness and they tried to serve God. Some of them were using circumcision versus uncircumcision to try to prove that they were children of God. And because Abraham had that, that's where it all started. But that the children of Abraham thought because they were circumcised that God was with them. And then those who weren't circumcised, God wasn't with them.
Yeah.
They made some natural connection to God, which wasn't even true. It wasn't as natural. At one point, it was a natural circumcision. Everything was natural in the Old Testament. But when it moved in the New Testament, it moved from the circumcision of the flesh to the circumcision of the heart. And it didn't matter whether you were circumcised or not. It didn't matter if you were Jew or Gentile. It didn't matter if you were bond or free.
Amen.
Christ did that for us all. Every man that is circumcised, he's a debtor to the whole law. When you try to put law on somebody, or you try to put law on yourself, then you're a debtor to the whole thing.
Amen.
Don't tell me you got law here and you don't have law here. If you have a little law, you got it all. You're responsible for it all.
Amen.
So God ain't trying to get us to live by the law.
No, sir.
We put ourselves under the law.
Right.
We put ourselves and put a bunch of junk on us. You got to do this and got to do that. And they get mad at me because I don't require stuff from you all. And they want me to require so much from you all. If I put all that law on you, you couldn't make it.
Right.
If you live by the law, you're debtor to the whole law. The whole law, all of it.
Right.
Not just 8 of the 10 commandments, all 10.
That's right.
And nobody can live by the Ten Commandments. And that's what always cracks me up when they try to put the Ten Commandments up like we're really Christians and we believe in the Ten Commandments. You can't live the Ten Commandments. That's why Jesus Christ came. The Ten Commandments only came to show us that we couldn't do it. And then we turn right around and put ourselves back in bondage again and try to live by something. Like you're going to live something and you're going to bring something that God wants. The best you can do, Don,
right,
is filthy rags.
Right.
Christ has become a no effect to you when you try to live by the law.
Right.
You try to do it yourself. You try to give God something and say, God, you got to have this. You need this. God doesn't need anything. God had everything you had before you got it.
Right.
He's the one that gave it to you.
Amen.
It belongs to him. So you're going to try to work something up. You're going to try to be something, try to prove something, try to live something. And I'm not against good living. I think you should be a good liver. You'll be a good neighbor if you're a good liver. I'd rather have a good liver than a bad liver next door to me. I really would. But your good living won't get you to heaven. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that's going to get you to heaven. That's the only sacrifice that was accepted for man's sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. And when you try to build something and put something out there like it's something that you can do, then Jesus Christ died in vain for you.
Amen.
Because you are, got the whole law then you got to be responsible for. Christ become a no effect unto you whosoever you are that's justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Grace is the only thing that'll get us there. Grace, I don't care. Grace, you know, I don't care how smart you are, how religious you are, how clean you are, how holy you are. The cleanest, holiest person on the face of the earth is going to need the very same thing that the worst, nastiest person on the earth needs. It's the grace of God. And we spend so much time putting ourselves in boxes and pigeonholes and trying to force ourselves into this box. It's the grace of God. It's not by anything that we can do.
Amen.
You say, oh, but I pray a lot. I do. I fast so many times a week. That's fine. That's dandy. That's good. That'll help you out. That'll make you a better neighbor, better Christian. It'll get you closer to God. Right. But it's not salvation.
No. Right. Yeah. Amen.
It's the grace of God and the grace of God alone. And that's why I can't be too hard on anybody. Even my enemies. There's some people who've done some awful things to me over the years. And you'd almost want to, you know, the whole dry gulch, you know, just, you're going, you'd almost want to do that. But like Brother Childers always said, if there's breath, there's hope.
Right, right.
Amen. Who knows that they won't turn around?
Right.
Who knows that they won't repent?
Amen.
I did many times.
Amen.
So I got to give them an opportunity and a chance. Even as bad as they were to me,
amen,
I've had people done me really bad.
Right.
But I still look at them and say, God, somehow,
amen,
give them the same grace that you've given me. I don't understand how people can be so critical. They criticize this and they criticize that. And they turn around and they need the same grace as I need. They look at other people, they look at denominations, look down their nose like, oh, those denominations, they're no good. Those people are trying to serve God the best they know how to do it. They're doing the best they good. As a matter of fact, they live better than you do. Brother Branham talked about those Muslims. Those Muslims live clean. They live good. They live better than you, better than me. Good people. The only thing is, it's not enough. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ, a personal revelation, to quicken himself to you, to make you ready. And that's only by the grace of God.
Amen.
That's only by the grace of God. And when you try to put works and something in front of the grace of God, you put yourself back under bondage again, back under law again, and God can't even do nothing with you.
Amen.
I was thinking about this last night. I said, you know, there's two yokes, two types of yokes. There's this one he's talking about here, the yoke of bondage. And there's another yoke. He said, my yoke is easy.
Yeah.
My yoke. You're going to wear a yoke. You're going to wear a yoke. So every last one of us is going to wear a yoke. You're going to be somebody's servant. It's either going to be to God or to Satan. It's going to be bondage or liberty. His freedom or you're going to be bound. But you're going to have a yoke. You say, well, nobody's going to tell me. Nobody's going to direct me. Somebody's going to direct you. Either God's got your life or Satan does. You don't have your life.
Amen.
That's right. You're not the one that's running the show. You say, well, it's all about me. No, it's not about you.
No.
When you give your life to Jesus Christ, you die. And Paul says, no longer I, but Christ that liveth in me.
Right.
It's still not you. And if you give yourself over to the devil, he's going to use you. So you're going to be yoked up to somebody somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
I'd rather be yoked to Jesus Christ because he said his burden is light. His yoke is easy. I'd rather have an easy yoke. This is an easier way. It's hard to go to hell.
It
takes a lot of work. You got to bypass everything that God's ever done. God reminds us every day that he's here. Every time the sun comes up, every tree that blooms, every flower, every blade of grass, every animal, everything all around us remind us that God is alive and well. And we have to blindly put the blinders down over our eyes and run in the basement, as Brother Branham said, pull the shades down and say the sun's not shining, that there is no God.
Right. Amen.
It's hard to go to hell.
Right.
It's easy to go to heaven. All you got to do is accept him. Accept what he's done. You didn't have to go to the cross. You didn't have to come virgin birth. You didn't have to do all these things. He did all that for you. Then he turns around and gives you the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost leads and guides you, and it takes you all the way home. Easy. This yoke is easy. This burden is light. But you can put yourself back under bondage. That's what a lot of people have done. Church people have put themselves under bondage. And then it becomes work. It becomes hard. It becomes miserable. I remember when my mother was an apostolic. They used to work all the time. I know. I went with her. We collected newspapers. And you ought to know, but back in the day, you get all these newspapers, then you take them to the recycling, and you get money for it. Yeah, and then you take that to the church and give it to the church. We collected bottles. Back in the day, there weren't plastic disposables. That's 10 cents, 5 cents a bottle. I forget what it was now, but we collect bottles. We take them, we were busy doing that. They do bake sales. They do cook-offs. They do prayer service. They did rallies. They did everything on our son. We were busy 7 days a week doing God a service, but not even his will. Come to find out, he left the Pentecostal Apostolic Church when he come to the message. And today, they're still doing it, working, back in bondage. And you know what? If you didn't do what they said, you're going to hell. Church people are the worst. For somebody who needs grace, they'll condemn you in a minute. Now, I'm going to a Sandy Patty a concert next weekend. Now, poor Sandy, she's a good singer. And she got mixed up and had a problem. She had an issue. I won't go into details, but she had an issue. Now, to me, it seems like the church world would have rallied around her, full of grace, and helped her along the way, and got her through her problems. What'd they do? Cut her off. Took her off the radio. Took her out of his. Her name was Mud. By the church people. And I'm thinking, church people, they don't have no grace. I'm really, church people are the worst. I get more grace from my family, natural family. I can do something, and my natural family will forgive me on something that the church will excommunicate you over.
Jimmy,
name them. Jimmy Swagger, Jim Baker, down, around, around you go. You mess up in a church, you're done, hellbound, can't be forgiven. Well, somewhere, I don't know what the combination was. Somehow Sandy Patty got back in again, because now she's doing concerts again. I don't know what the combination, what the enchantment or whatever she had to say or do to get back in with the church people. She must have done it, though. But see, it's like you can't. No grace. Jesus was full of grace and truth. I don't get it, but the Bible said, don't join yourselves up amongst unbelievers. Don't yoke up with them at all. If they don't believe it, stay away from them, see? Come out, be separate, saith the Lord, and I'll receive you, see? Touch not that unclean thing, that's right. That's their filth against the word and things like that. Stay away from it. Don't be listening to it. Real problem and real sin is what people do with the word. That's where the unbelief comes in. Don't hang out with that. Don't encourage that. Don't pat that. You stand firm. See, what you got to do is sometimes your spouse going to mess up on you. Don't wait till your spouse get it. Mm-mm. Pray for them. Hope for them. But you stand firm. I think Seth said that the other day. He said, I'm going to stand firm. I'm standing on this thing. Doesn't matter what your spouse does. Doesn't matter what your kids do. Your kids might come, they might not. The kids might believe it, they might not. But you stand fast on what God has shown you. And let them come to you. You hold them right there under that token, Brother Branham said. They may look bad. They may get out of church. They may go their way. But you keep your faith right there, standing on the promises of God. And don't let nothing the world or the devil or anybody else says make you move. Your wife might be like Job's wife. Oh, she was good when she had the kids. Oh, she was good when he had money. Oh, she was good when he had when things were going good. But when the rubber met the road, her true colors came out. And Job's sitting up there waiting for her to help him out. And she said, why don't you just curse God and die? Job had to stand firm. It didn't matter what she thought. It didn't matter you lost your kids. It didn't matter if the neighbors thought you had sinned in front of God and man. It didn't matter about anything else. You know what God has done with you. And nobody else knows.
Amen.
Stand fast to that. Don't let nobody persuade you otherwise. You say you need to be more spiritual. If I'm going to be more spiritual, God needs to tell me that.
That's right.
Not you.
Amen.
Don't listen to all those lies that they try to tell you on all the stuff that you need to do. Salvation is so easy.
Amen. Right?
Only believe is a song Brother Brown used to sing all the time, every service. He sang it because he was trying to get us to only believe. He wasn't trying to get us to a denomination. He wasn't trying to get us to a set of rules. He wasn't trying to get us to any of those things. He was trying to get us to stand fast on the Word of God. And I'm trying to get you to stand fast on the Word of God. If God is in you and the Word is in you, then you stand right there. Because everything else is going to change. Everything else is going to move. Everything else gets old. Your friends leave you. I've had more people who I love leave me in 40 plus years of serving God. Some of them cut me really bad, cut me really deep. But I love them. Like Sister Belinda said, we love them. We have no grudges against people who left this church. They come in today. I'll say, come in, have a seat, and enjoy yourself. Though you might cut me to the quick sometime. I said, come on. You know, I need grace.
Yes. Right.
How are you going to get grace if we don't give it?
That's right.
Amen. John chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. No strings on you. No strings attached. I don't follow the offering plate around here. And when it goes to Don and Jay, give it if it's in your heart. If it's not in your heart, I don't want it anyway. God doesn't want it anyway. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? They'd have been better off to keep it themselves. Or honestly put in what they said they were going to put in. And just tell them, this is what I feel led to give. Peter would have had no trouble with that. But the problem was, they come in the house of God, thought they can cover it over, thought they could lie to the Holy Ghost, thought that they could just sneak in and nobody would be able to tell that they don't believe. Sitting under the Word of God. Sitting around the Word of God. It's not enough to sit around the Word of God. You got to get the Word of God in you.
Amen.
Don't come to this church and just sit on a bench and disagree with everything and act like you're a believer. Become a believer.
Right.
Don't be Ananias and Sapphira.
Right.
Think nobody knows? He knows.
Right.
He knows.
Amen.
He knows if you're disagreeing in your head right now.
Right.
Now I'm a believer. He don't know. I'm a believer. I don't need to know. That little battle you having right there, that tells it right there for you.
Amen.
you're free indeed. Brother Branham said, Romans 8 and 1. Don't. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in, not those who are believing it. Those who are in Christ Jesus. You got to have him in you.
Amen.
You got to know for yourself. Yeah. That's what you're going to stand fast on. God has dealt with me.
Amen.
And nobody can take that away. Do you realize if God ever deals with you and reveals himself to you, that will never go away?
Amen. Right.
Those who are in Christ Jesus that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And my word is spirit and life. See, oh, can I take a text from that and stay there about a couple more hours? Me too, Brother Branham. But we hurry over it. No more condemnation. Free from sin. Free from the cares of the world. No condemnation. Why? To them that have been by one Spirit baptized into one body. There's the blood of the Lamb. There the blood of the Lamb has been applied. The God of heaven has accepted you. His life is in you. And you are sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
It's his very life in there. You don't have to produce nothing. You stand fast on what God has done to you. You know if you're born again. You say, I don't know if I'm born again. Has God revealed his word to you? Yes, then you're born again. He said, but I don't feel like I'm born again. I'm waiting for that, you know, that it comes without one sensation. It's only revealed. It's only the revealed word of God in you. It's not how you feel. It's not whether you shouted. It's not whether you spoke in tongues. It's not whether you picked up a gift. It's not whether you done anything. If God has revealed one revelation to you, then he's in there.
Amen.
He's gotten rid of that old nature.
Right.
Brother Branham said, when that old nature agrees one time, one time, that's all it takes. And from that moment forward, you'll get revelation on top of revelation on top of revelation. You come to church and the book will be clearer and clearer. And every time the preacher preaches, you'll look like you've never heard that scripture before, though you've read it all your life. And you'll it'll just be word upon word upon word upon word. That's because he's in there.
Amen.
He is the revealer of the word. And he doesn't reveal it all to you like that. That's why Jesus said when he, the Spirit, chooses to come, he will lead and guide you into all truth. One step at a time. But that's the word of God being revealed in the house of God. And that's what you stand on. That's what you hold fast to. That's what you base everything on. You don't base your experience on something that you felt or something that you heard. You base your experience on the revealed word of God in you. Only evidence. Only true evidence. Everything else can be. You can imitate that. Thank you, Ted. That's the word I'm looking for. You can imitate it. You can look like a Christian. You can sing like an angel. You can preach like his own house is on fire. You can do all these things. But if he has never been revealed to you, you can never, you can, you know what? If you ever get the, if you ever get the third pull in you, then you'll talk after the third pull. You can't help it. If that's all that's in there. If a preacher gets up and he preaches all the way around the new birth and their third pool and the opening of the seals and everything else you want to call it. If he preaches all around that and he never hits that, chances are it's never happened to him. Because I can't help but talk about it every time I open my mouth. If I call it seventh seal, if I call it third pool, if I call it the new birth, call it the Holy Ghost, call it whatever you want. But it's in every message. I always bring it around. Got to have it. Can't get anywhere without it. Once it happens to you, it will change your life. It will change your life. You will be yoked up to Jesus Christ, and when you got a yoke of Jesus Christ around you, you will go where that yoke pulls you. Even when you don't want to go. I go places I don't want to go. I do things I don't want to do. I get nervous. I told you this morning I get nervous. I don't want to do these things. But because I'm yoked up to Jesus Christ, The life of Christ cannot help but to live out through you, because that's the only life in there. And that's what you hold fast to. That's what you stand on. That's what you build your life on. You build your life on the Word of God, the revealed Word of God in you. It'll make you get a job where you can get to church. It'll make you get a house where you can still drive to church. It'll make you get a wife that loves God, that wants to be in church with you. It'll make you look for a husband that loves God more than they love you. That's when you're yoked up with him. It'll gear your life differently. You say, well, I messed that one up. Don't worry about it. If you got the wrong one here, you'll get the right one there. Brother Branham told us that. He said, you'll get the right one there. But now you just got to work with it. You know, the Bible, I love the way the Bible words everything. Every word means so much. He said over there, he said, if you please to dwell together, then stay together. Even if you are... one's in church and one's not. It doesn't say you just automatically divorce them. See, there's people, this message that'll make you get divorced just because somebody says, I don't believe it. It's like, don't get divorced if you please to dwell, you know. You still got to live. Still got to eat. You still got to get along in life. So, you know, if you please to stay together, then stay together. I'm not going to send you to hell because your spouse ain't here with you. If you please to dwell together, then stay together. But if there's an unbeliever in there and they want to depart, then let the unbeliever depart. Amen. See, I love the way the Bible is so perfect. Yeah. It doesn't mean the reason a believer doesn't depart is because the believer has grace for the unbeliever. Amen. And the only way the unbeliever is going to be saved is through the grace of God through their spouse. Yeah. That's why I don't tell the believers to divorce. I've told them before. I said, let them do it. Let them do it. They want a divorce? Let them file. Let them do it. But what if they actually go through with it? Then it's on them. They're the unbeliever. You're standing here believing it. It's not even on your hands.
Amen.
You say, well, I can't stay married because he doesn't want to be. Then thank God he's gone. Now you can serve God like you really want to.
Amen.
And I'm not saying get divorced. I'm saying if there is an unbeliever in the household, let the unbeliever do all that stuff. Because they're going to go after the world. They're going to go after the lawyers. They're going to pay all the money. Let them do it.
Amen.
You stand there and believe that God, you can turn this around.
Amen.
God, the grace of God can take care of everything.
Amen.
I've had cases where the husband's bags are at the back door and the wife's saying, he's out of here. And I said, he ain't going nowhere. Huh? He got to go. I can't stand it. I can't be in the same house. Yes, you can. What? Yeah, you can stay. You got grace. If you got to get on the east side of the house and he's got to get on the west side of the house, and you're going to raise this family, and y'all going to get along, and y'all going to be all right.
Yeah.
And you know what happens? God works this thing out.
Right.
And it's like, what was we ever thinking? We had the devil in our house, and he was working us over. But God's grace coming in and just worked it all out. I've seen what should have been divorce cases not be divorce cases. See, but he's done this. But she's done that. And they had all kind of reasons and all kind of excuses of why they need to just be free. I'm like, nah, God's grace. He'll take care of that.
Amen.
That ain't nothing.
Amen.
That ain't too big for God. Is anything too hard for God?
No.
But somewhere along the line, as a believer, you need to learn how to stand fast.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the devil wreck your house.
Right.
Don't let him wreck your job.
Right.
Don't let him mess your mind up.
Amen.
Brother Chu said, whatever I do in my life, wherever I go, I'm asking God to always let me keep my right mind. And you know that man kept his right mind? His body broke down, but his mind was right. Simon preached to him for an hour a week before he passed away. Right mind. On top of it. He's like, oh, Brother Nate, you know I've stayed with the course. I've stayed the course. I said, yes, you did, Brother Childers. And he loved that message. I went to the hospital and preached that to him. That's a week before he'd passed away. Solid. Clear mind. Had a good time. But you don't have to go crazy. This world has lost its ever-loving mind. But you don't have to. You can stand fast. This word gives us a sound mind. Amen. It answers everything. Amen. We don't sit here wondering about anything. We know it all. You say, that's awful bold. I'm sorry. It's the hour we're living in. If you don't know it all when the book's open, it's like taking an open book test. When I was in school, I was sweating my test. But I loved it when the teacher would say, Friday's test is going to be an open book test. I'm like, highlight and mark pages. That's all right. How can you flunk a test with an open book test? The answers are all there. And if it's the problems in the book that you're even taking the test from, do you realize the key to the answers are in the back of the book? Do you realize the keys to the answer to our lives is in the back of this book? That the book of Revelation was a revealing of everything, and there's nothing hid from us now. If anybody should be able to stand, it should be us. If anybody should be secure, it should be us. If anybody should have answers, it should be us. If anybody should know what's going on, it should be us. Stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. If I have a question and I don't have the answer, go to the book of Revelation. It's right there. That's the key to the entire Bible. If I want to know how something started, go to Genesis. It's right there. If you get those two books, you got all the books. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end.
Amen.
He told us over here in Ephesians chapter 6, and won't read the whole thing, but he just said, put on the whole armor. That ye may be able to stand.
Stand.
We shouldn't be tossed back and forth. When I see you one day on top of it, and the next day you're under it, one day you're winning, the next day you're losing, I'm like, you need to stand a little bit more. You need to let the devil know who you are. You need to remind him. We need to remind him of who we are, because he doesn't believe it. He's an unbeliever. He doesn't believe it. We tell him who we are. He doesn't believe it. But you use the word on him. He's heard that before. When Jesus struck him with the word, pow, he took off running. He said, I'll be back. When he strikes you, pow, put the word on him. Let him know who you are. That's 1,000 volts to shock him. He's like, ooh, got to go. I'll be back. I'll figure something else. I'll be back. I go back to my trick books. But no, let the devil know. But you got to put on the word. Put on the armor. Get dressed with this thing. You want to know how you overcome? By the word of God. You know why you overcome by your testimony? Because you're going to testify after the word. You're going to speak what the word says. If the Lord says I am, then I am. If he says I'm overcomer, then I am. If he says I'm healed, then I am. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what science says. I don't care what the devil says. I'm going to go by the word of God and stand right there. I'm going to hold fast. I'm going to stand fast. I'm going to be right there, unmovable. Take upon you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, stand right there. I'm giving up. I can't do this message anymore. It's just so hard. I got to go. I can't go no more. Stand. Let the devil know what side you're on. Let him know the revelation that's inside of me is bigger than anything he can throw at me. Let him know who you are. Talk after the word.
Amen.
The thing I like about this armor, everything that you put on, and I've got them written here, the loins, girt about with the truth, breastplate of righteousness, feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace, shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. You know, out of all of the things that he dressed us with, he never He never put anything on our back. You know why? We don't run. Everything is covered on the front. Back's wide open. If you turn, you deserve to get shot. He didn't give you anything for the back. Because we don't run. We stand. We fight. We let the devil know who we are. We use the sword of the word on him. We're not weak Christians. We got the word of God. We are the strongest ones that there ever was. Nobody's had the word like we have it. Now, Brother Branham said, let's just take the armor of Christianity and see if it's supernatural. Love, joy, peace, faith, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, patience. Everything is supernatural. Love, go down to the drugstore and buy me a quarter's worth of love. I need it, see? You can't do it. Buy me a dollar's worth of peace. You can't do it, see? Everything is supernatural. He's trying to tell us all these things that we need, all these things we have are supernatural. From God and is God. In us. It's all supernatural. And you need to use that to withstand the devil.
Amen.
When the devil tells you what you're not, you tell him what you are.
Right.
When he tells you you can't make it, let him know I'm more than able.
Amen.
I mean, I got so much word to beat the devil with.
Amen.
And when you use the word of God on the devil, you won't be out calling a pastor. Can you pray for me? I'm having a bad day. Why don't you pray? I ain't going to get a hold of a different God than you can get a hold of. You got. I hope my God and your God's the same one. Because there's only two. There's the Lord our God and there's the God of this evil age. Which one you serving? And if you pray to the same one I'm praying to, the same God that hear me hears you. Same God that answers my prayers, answer your prayer. Stand up, stand fast, and be who you are. So I'm trying to get your eyes off of man. I don't want you looking at me. I don't want you depending on me. I want you depending on the word of God. Because that's where your strength comes from. That's where your answers come. Where do you think I get my answers? You call me to get an answer, I'm going to go right to the word. You need to have faith in the God that's in you. Knowing that you got everything you need right here. Oh, I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. I'll stand by your side. I'll support you. I'll back you. But I'm backing the God that's in you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to back no baby spirit. I'll whip that thing. I'll beat it back to the word of God. What did the word say?
Well, by his stripes I'm healed.
Well what did the word say?
Yeah.
I'm more than an overcomer.
Right.
Yeah? I didn't say nothing new. This ain't nothing new. I ain't giving y'all no advice that you ain't already read in the book.
Amen.
I don't give you my thoughts. I don't give you my ideas. I give you thus saith the Lord.
Right.
And if the Lord says I am, then I am.
Then I am.
Stand on that. Stand fast on that and don't let the devil do nothing different. There is no condemnation, Romans 8 and 1, to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Don't let the devil condemn you. Oh, I've had people try to condemn me for years. There ain't nothing new. Told brother one time, I said, you ain't told me nothing I ain't heard. I heard that more. I ain't worried about you and your little gossip. I ain't worried about you and what you think. I don't care whether you even believe I'm going to heaven or not. The very fact of my manifestation at that marriage supper dancing on the table will be proof enough for you. I'm not trying to convince the people that I'm going to heaven. I'm not trying to convince you that I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. I ain't worried whether you think I'm going or not. You might not even think I'm worthy to go. And I'm not worthy to go. I'll be the first to admit it. No, I'm not worthy to go. But it's by the grace of God that I get to go. Because he said I can go.
Amen.
There's no condemnation. Won't let the devil put it over my head. Won't let him hold it over me. Brother Branham said you can't stop him from flying over, but you sure can't, don't need to let him make a nest. Devil's going to say, you're a bad Christian. And I'll say, you know what, Satan, you are right, but greater is he is in me than he is in the world. Well, you're a Christian, but you're not a good example. You know, well, you know, pray for me. Pray for me. I can get better. I know I can get better. But you know what? I'm still going. He said I can go. So you're not going to stop me. No condemnation. Jesus said over in St. John 8, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant of sin abideth not in the house forever. Remember I said I'm different between a servant and a son? Here's another one. A servant will not abide in the house forever. He clocks in, he clocks out, and goes home to his shack. He's not part of the family. He says, a servant abideth not in the house forever, but a son abideth ever. Amen. When you're a son of God, you don't have to worry about nothing. He'll take care of it. If you need brushed up, he'll take care of that. If you need to be slowed down, he can slow you down. If you need it sped up, he can call you out and say, yeah, Christy, we got time. But for her defense now, let me tell you, she was ready. Speaker was in her bag. She was willing. She was ready. See, that's what God expects of us. You do everything you can do. After you've done all, just stand. Just stand. Be still and know that I'm God. Just be right, ready, and willing, and God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. I have songs just running through my head. He works in ways I cannot see. God will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Oh, well. Okay. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. So why are you bogged down? Why are you worried? Oh, I want to make sure I get the right mate. You got to know what they're looking for. Sometimes you don't know. He's like, well, she's got to be, you know, that's my right mate. Well, she may be. But if it's what God wants,
amen.
If she'll make you a good wife,
come on.
If she'll raise your kids in the admonition of the Lord, if she'll stand by your side and support you and pack your bags when you need to go serve God, what more are you looking for?
Come on.
Amen.
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 Help, Lord.
All right, we got to close. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, jump down to verse 17. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom, no bondage at all. If you're under bondage today, it's self-inflicted. If you are born again this afternoon and you are a child of God and you feel like you've got bondage over you, you did that to yourself. Now, I got a quote here, and I want to read this because if you think about it, I was looking at it and trying to understand what it means to be free from the law. Because we need to understand how that works. Because, and I'm going to read this quote here. Because if it's not bothering you, then you're not under bondage there. Question was, what does Paul mean by freedom and liberty in Christ? What way is freedom from law? And Brother Branham said, well, you're not bound by law. Say, for instance, here's the same thing. I explain in a natural way quickly. For instance, out here it says, go down the street 30 miles an hour. let's see, 30 going down the street, 30 miles an hour is all the faster you can go. All right? Now, you go down the street at 40 miles an hour, I'm condemned by the law. But if I go down the street just 30 miles an hour, I'm not under the law, see? The freedom in Christ, the same thing. Now, we look at that, and I look at that, and when I'm driving, I thought about me. When I go to work, I put my car on cruise because I don't want to be worried about speeding up, slowing down. Am I going over the speed limit? I know what the law will allow and what they don't. I put my cruise on, and I cruise. Now, when I'm going down the highway, and there's a policeman sitting out there, when I watch all the other cars slamming on brakes and slowing down and doing all this, I just cruise on by. Because I'm not condemned by the law. And it's not even for me. Because I'm under the law. I'm not breaking the law. But people, they go and then they're stopping and going and breaking the law and this. They're never resting, never satisfied. You need to put your life on cruise. And if your life don't condemn you, then live your life. But if all the time you're, oh, couldn't I? Should I do this? No, I've been done. Because you know what? You're living under the law. You're being condemned. You're being bothered by it. You need to put your life in a speed that you can handle. So that you're not always worried about him. Oh, what if I go do this? Oh, what if I go do that? Oh, if I drop here? Oh, what if I sleep there? I'm just living. Just let him have it. Cruise on in there. And don't have to worry about all this other stuff that the rest of the world's looking at. Thou shalt not. Be this. Ten Commandments. This one. They're all over the place. I'm standing fast where I am. I know where I am. And I know that God's got my life. And I'm not worrying about it now. I have passed from death unto life.
Amen.
And I won't come into the judgment. I cannot go to the judgment because I've already passed from death unto life. So we have the liberty of Christ. We have it in our lives. You don't need to live with condemnation over you all the time.
Amen.
You need to get your life into a position where you're never condemned.
Right.
And if your life condemns you, then either do one or two things. Change your life. Quit being condemned. Or God is greater. You just got to just let him have it. That's the biggest thing I'm trying to get y'all to do. Shake loose of y'all's little tradition and let God have your entire life where he can make you work where he wants to, make you live where he wants to, make you marry who he wants to, make you drive what car he wants to, make you just wear what he wants to. God can do all of that if you just give it to him and quit trying to legislate it through law yourself.
Amen.
Get your hands off and let him have it. Let him have your entire life. He wants it. He's done all the rest of it. Why do you think he's got to mess up with you? He's done everything else. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He's done all the other things you needed. Just let the liberty of Christ move in your life. And you'll be that Christian that you want to be. You will.
Amen.
Because he's going to direct you.
Right.
He will direct your path.
Amen.
Just let him have it. Then that liberty, that freedom can be in your life. And then you stand fast there whether everybody believes in you or not.
Right.
I don't care if people believe I'm going to heaven or not. Ain't there's the call anyway. Stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free.
Right.
Don't live in bondage. Not in the hour that we're living in. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon for the word. Thank you for taking our lives and using it for your glory. Ask you to free us. If we haven't been freed up to this point, Lord, free us so that we can serve you and give you everything. You want it. That's why you called us. That's why you pulled us here. Ask you, Lord Jesus, just take our lives and make it what you want it to be.
Yes.
have your way with us, Lord, and just help us, Father, to move in such a way that the world would look at us and see their peace and the rest that we have, and they'll long for this, knowing that you give us answers to every situation. Thank you for this congregation, this group of people who love you so much. Ask you to be with us today. Be with us in the next part of the day as we go back to eat. Lord, touch. Touch our body. Touch those that are sick. Just be with us, Father. And have your way in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, musician. Thank you, sir. Now, Jeremiah and I went to see Brother Parnell when he was in the hospital. He's home now.
Amen.
So just keep him in your prayers. He's recovering from his surgery. And just keep him in your prayers. And God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. We just need to be willing to let him do it. Amen. Learning to lean. I think that's what I want to see. If I can find that.
While you're looking for it, Pastor, I'll testify.
Okay.
I haven't done this in a long time. And I'm sorry, church. You know, I just been looking at a lot of things the wrong way. I feel like I've had a tough year, you know, and I was just letting it get the best of me. And, you know, I'm more than an overcomer.
Amen.
I'm a conqueror. And I look at myself, I'm like, I'm 25. I've accomplished, I feel like, so much more than a lot of people my age. And
it's true.
I've really been blessed. You know, like, why am I so down, you know? And, but more than a car, a house, whatever, I'm thankful for this revelation because, you know, for my mom this year, I've really been able to be a rock for her. You know, anything that goes on, like, Mom, you know, everybody wants to fight, but all wrongs will be made right.
They will.
You know, everything will be taken care of on the other side. All this stuff we're going through is just temporal. Amen. You know, and I talked to Pastor one time about, you know, not wanting to look proud or cocky or whatever for what God's done. But he said, if you're going to boast, boast in the Lord.
That's it.
You know, be thankful for what he's done for you. Brag on your husband. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what he wants you to do. So I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen. This isn't just for the old. It's for the old, the young, someone who can hear the word of God and understand the word. That's where God can use you. Amen. Learning to lean on Jesus. No Sunday night service tonight. Come back on Wednesday for service. I know some of you might, I don't know what y'all's cooking plans are. Some of you might be slipping out for Thursday, but I'm going to plan on being here Wednesday night. Amen. So I hope to see you then. God bless you. Come back and enjoy Thanksgiving feast with us. Let's act like we're at the marriage supper. Yes, Brother John. They need a few more minutes. Oh, somebody got a song they want to sing? Kevin, you going to sing? Come on.
Hey.
Y'all can be seated. They need a few more minutes.
Amen. I won't sing, but I'll testify. this message was just great. I'm being thankful. You know, this word is nothing but just, it's a blessing. It really is. And I thank God just that having an ear to hear this word. And, you know, just like you said, I've been in bonds myself. And, you know, sometimes I look at circumstances with jobs or just anything. And I've been guilty of that. And God just says, he can handle it.
He can.
You know, the box God in. I've done that so many times. And, you know, I always try to put my hands on God and what he can and can't do. God can do anything.
He can't do
anything. You can't worry about the details. I mean, and I needed that message today. I did. Because, I mean, it's, you know, I get tired of putting God into bondage and this and that. God can do whatever he wants. He can. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really can. And to limit God, you're just limiting yourself. I mean, God can do
That's
anything.
It.
He can. And I just thank God that we know we serve a real God. We do. I mean, a Amen. Real God. This ain't just a put on. God's in his place.
Amen.
I mean, he is. I mean, it's amazing. God knows what we need in our life every day. I don't care what it is. God can get you through any circumstance that you're going through. So I just love it. I love each one of you guys. I mean, and I'm just thankful, too. Thankful just... Staying for life.
Amen.
I mean, not even just the natural thing, just spiritual. I mean, just give me a rest in this word. It's you can't beat it. You can't
That's
beat it.
It.
So just wanted to say that. God bless you guys.
Amen. Amen. That's all right, Kevin. Kevin used to be a young man. He's growing up.
He's turning into that middle group. Amen.
Pastor, I got one thing I wanted to share just with everybody. One
second. Okay.
Sorry, I turned my phone off in church, so I gotta wait till it turns on.
We ain't mad.
We need some minutes though. So. it's just an email I got from Micah's teacher. I just thought this might bless you guys. Let me find it real quick. But I'm so proud of him. This year is just leaps and bounds, you know, and it's just because of this word.
Mm-hmm.
This word's done everything. I mean, it's been a better parent than I have been. Because, like, I'm trash. But just to show you how much it's him and not me. Pastor keeps trying to say it, and I believe you. I believe you with everything that's in you. Because it's really not. I'm a nervous wreck every time I get up here. But he sorts it all out and makes it beautiful, and it blesses. Let me see here. Okay. That was before that. Sorry, guys. All right.
Well.
While
he's looking, anybody else got? Brother Eric. Come and say hi to us.
Yes.
Thank you, brother. Praise the Lord. You know why I'm here this morning? I was invited.
Amen.
That's right.
And you know, sometimes when somebody invites you somewhere and you kind of got a few different places you need to go, sometimes that invitation will weigh on you a little bit. And that's God's way of just putting his hand on your shoulder and saying, "Now listen, son, now you can go here and hear this, you can go, but you were invited to dinner."
Right.
Amen. Spiritual dinner and physical dinner. And Lord knows I like them both if I stand sideways. But I always pray, God, you know, it's like when somebody invites you, you have that opportunity to either not go or go.
Mm-hmm.
God every day invites you into his presence.
Yes, he does.
And it's up to you to go or not
That's
to go.
Right. Amen.
You know? So I choose yes.
Amen.
I choose to go. And I always pray, Lord, every time I go to church or just in a conversation, Lord, let me hear something that's edible that I can eat and it'd be healthy for me spiritually.
Amen.
And Brother Nate said this. He said, if you hear from God, don't let no one tell you any different.
That's right.
It don't
that's
matter right. if it's a preacher or an angel come from heaven.
Come
if he tells you wrong, or if God's telling you something, it's always right.
That's right.
You can always bank on that.
Amen.
So it's always right. And, you know, we hear these testimonies of just these heavy burdens up on you. And, and then whom God set free is free indeed. And I do. Sometimes I walk like I got such a heavy load.
I know.
And I think, Lord, thank you for setting me free. Praise the Lord. But it's but yet, you know why I'm walking like this? It's in my flesh. I'm bound by the world.
That's right.
But on the inside, I'm jumping and shouting because I'm free on the inside.
Amen.
Amen.
I heard a preacher on the radio on the way over here. He said, "Do you know why the world hates you?" And this is Jesus speaking. He said, "You know why the world hates you? It's because they hated me first."
That's right.
Do you know why they persecute you? Because they persecuted me first.
Amen.
You know why they falsely accuse you? They falsely accuse me first.
That's right.
And so I'm here to tell you, think it not strange
that
you're different.
Amen.
You may be the ugly duckling in this world, but really you're not. You're the most beautiful thing ever. You're the bride of Christ.
Yes.
It's everybody else that thinks that they're so great. They are the ugly duckling.
That's right.
You know? So anyway, I was just so thankful to be here this morning.
Amen.
And I was invited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I invited probably 10 people,
right.
But if Nobody else came. I was going to do what you said. I'm going to stand firm.
That's right.
And
amen.
Amen. I'm going to be led by God.
Amen.
I'm not going to be led by man. I'm not even going to be led by my earthly father.
Mm-mm,
now, no. I know he's not going to tell me no wrong because he loves me.
Right.
You know, but he's got more seniority up
yes,
there.
Yes, he does.
He really does. But if you don't mind, would you sing a song with me and sit down? And it just talked about today in these testimonies how you're just – how many – has been shackled, just tied up the devil, and then you've just a load of guilt and shame.
Oh yeah.
But have you ever had the hand of Jesus?
Oh yes.
Just come down and touch you.
Amen.
And when you've experienced the hand of Jesus ever touch you, have you ever been
the
same since?
That's right.
Listen, I'm not the same. If I was the guy before the hand of Jesus touched me, I'd have sideburns down to here and my collars up and my hair back. And I would have been in a bar singing as Elvis. But I'm not. And I am thankful that I can now do God a service and it be his will.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't want it not to be his will. But that same key that I sound good in, whatever that is, he touched me. If you will, stand with me this morning. Let's stretch our legs and get ready to eat something good back there. Well, I was shackled by a heavy
my soul.
Yes,
It says here, Mr. Clay, my name is Ellie Adams, and I am Micah's student teacher in English this semester. I wanted to reach out and let you know how much I have enjoyed having Micah in class over the last few months. He is a hard worker and clearly very intelligent. He works quickly and efficiently and is always able to share something intelligent about the reading, whether it's through a comment or by asking a thought-provoking question. With some hard work and dedication, he will go far in life. I am very grateful Micah has been in my class this semester. You know, you can be a light at any age.
Well, yeah.
You know, but this message is everything. That you got to have this. Because this is what it produces. Amen. You'll be the best at everything.
Amen.
I'm whatever he wants me to be. Mm-hmm. That's just what he said. He said, amen, you can do whatever you want. All things are possible through him. So amen. I just want to share that.
Amen. Come on.
I just want to give God praise for all that he has done for me.
Amen.
All week, everything you said was just hitting my heart, hitting my spirit, hitting my heart, hitting my spirit. And for the confirmation to come through that it's greater than, that's him that's in here talking.
That's right.
Him that's showing me, him that's bringing himself and making himself known to me. And I'm just so thankful. I cannot leave without thanking him. Because, you know, he said it was 10, but he said that ninth one came back and said, thank you. And that's what made him whole.
Yeah, amen. 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 That's right. The other nine stayed and did what they wanted. That one came back and said, thank you, Lord. And that's all he wants, is you to say thank you for what he's done. Amen. Learning to lean, and we're going to head this way. And if you are leaving, let me know. Shake my hand, and then you can head out. But I'm not going to be in the back. So, amen. Give me some key. I'm not sure. Learning.